You're listening to SBS News.
In the calm Pacific waters around 2,000 kilometres off the Australian east coast, a security pact is creating an international storm. Solomon Islands Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare says the country's deal with China is in its best interests.
Let me assure all that signing of the security cooperation with China is done in the best interest of the country, and it both complements and supports regional and bilateral peacekeeping arrangements with respect for the concerns of our regional security partners.
But it's causing concern among Western allies, including the US, New Zealand, and Australia. The deal opens up the possibility of a Chinese military presence close to Australia's shores. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says much of the blame lies with the federal government.
Well, this is a massive foreign policy failure on the Prime Minister's watch. A massive foreign policy failure. One in which they were warned about. This isn't something that has just arisen. This is something that has been in the planning for a period of time. And quite clearly, the relationships have broken down.
But the Prime Minister is defending the government's response, saying China's growing influence in the region hasn't come as a surprise.
Over the course of these last 3 years, I've spent an enormous amount of time working with all the Pacific leaders. The risk of China seeking to interfere within our region, I have known about and have been taking strong action about.
Last week, the government sent the Minister for International Development and the Pacific, Zed Seselja, to Honiara in a last-ditch effort to stop the deal. The opposition's foreign spokesperson, Penny Wong, says the government should have acted more swiftly and sent over a more senior representative.
The opposition leader of Solomon Islands, he warned the Australian government last year that China was negotiating a security agreement. But what did Mr. Morrison do? Did he take responsibility? Did he step up? No, he went missing again. You see, it's not good enough to send a junior minister at the last minute, which is what the government did, in the hope that you might change someone's mind.
But Scott Morrison says it's not up to Australia to force the nation into action.
We treat the Pacific family as siblings and as family. And our view is very much that you don't go around stomping around telling leaders in Pacific Islands what they shouldn't and shouldn't do. You work with them respectfully and carefully.
And in a week fuelled by scare campaigns, the coalition is accusing Labor of stoking fear over wages. In 2020, the government considered industrial relations legislation that would allow employers to negotiate a wage contract with their staff that did not meet the Better Off Overall test. That legislation failed to pass, but Labor pounced after the government failed to rule out whether the agreement could be introduced over the weekend. Labor's industrial spokesperson, Tony Burke.
You only say we're going to suspend the Better Off Overall test if you want to allow a situation for people to be worse off. The government made clear low wages are a deliberate design feature of their management of the economy.
But Scott Morrison has now said there's no longer a need for the legislation because the pandemic has passed, and tried to turn the issue back to the opposition.
If you don't have an economic plan, you go and raise false scare campaigns against your opponents. So every time you hear Labor make these preposterous claims, it's an admission by them that they have no economic plan.
Prashani Danji, SBS News.